It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 2. We're going to begin reading with the 11th verse, Romans chapter 2, verse 11. So please turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 2, verse 11. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And again, that's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to phone us, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you would like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com. And if you'd like to visit our website, parkviewbiblechurch.org, parkviewbiblechurch.org. And we have many studies up on the site, and so please, a plan of salvation, our constitution, everything is there, and so please that you take time and take a look at that. And so I hope that that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Romans chapter 2, beginning with verse 11. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. When the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness in their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to the gospel, behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. For the circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfills the law, judge thee, who by the letter of and circumcision doth transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man, but of God. Let's begin with prayer after the reading of God's Word. Father, thank you. I thank and praise you for the opportunity to come together today, and please that all that are listening today, that they will learn the truth. And the truth is your precious Word. We see, Father, many things today that is blasphemy when it comes to your Word and actions of some. Please, dear Lord, that we walk with you and we follow your precious Word each and every day. just guide and lead us now through your word. Those that are lost, that have never come by faith to Jesus, that they today would come. They would call upon you as their Savior and ask you to come into their heart and save them. Please that they would do that today. And Father, we all need to grow as believers in Jesus Christ. We will be growing until the day that we meet you face to face. So please, just guide and lead us today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at this study, we're going to kind of start just with that 11th verse. We spent some time last time together with it, but I'd like to spend just a little more time, for there is no respect of persons with God. There is no respect of persons with God. There are a few that say that there are only certain folks that's going to be saved. God has picked those, and no matter what you do or how you plead with God or how you confess your sin before God, you cannot be saved. Now, that is not according to the Word of God. The Word of God will save. By the Word of God tells us that you can be saved and be one of the whosoever will. Anyone can call upon the Lord Jesus and be saved. The Spirit of God convicts your heart, shows you're a sinner, helps you to recognize you need a Savior. You call on Jesus, and He will save you. This verse of Scripture right here confirms that. God, for there is no respect of persons with God. So how can you say that some would be saved and some wouldn't? You see, He doesn't care the color of your skin. He doesn't care where you live. He doesn't care your level of education. The only thing He desires is that you call upon Him for salvation. That's it. Whosoever. And we looked up Deuteronomy and Ezekiel, and we left off with Romans. And so we're going to go to Romans a little further in the chapter here, because we're at Romans chapter 2. We're going to go to Romans chapter 3. And so Romans chapter 3, verse 29. Romans chapter 3, verse 29. Is He the God of the Jews only? Is He not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Now, we are studying right now in Sunday school that very fact of circumcision. It's right where God gives the command to Abraham and all of his family, all the servants, everyone in his house, every male in his house, from 8 days up, need to be circumcised. And that is a special identification. The problem is that circumcision doesn't save you. That circumcision didn't save Abraham. It didn't save a soul in his house. Circumcision today doesn't save. And today we've kind of replaced circumcision with baptism. And many people believe that baptism saves. It does not. We need to come by faith to Jesus and Him alone. Do I believe in baptism? Most certainly. I believe in the scriptural baptism, and that is you go down into the water and you come up out of the water. It doesn't take sprinkling. That's nothing. That is not of the Word of God. It's just something that man, through religions, different religions through the years, have established that and decided that's okay. The question a lot of times, well, how much water does it take? Well, it just takes enough of water so that you go down under and come back up, because that pictures the old flesh, and then the old flesh dying as Christ died, went into the grave, and you come up out of that grave alive, out of that water, and wonderful picture concerning salvation in Jesus Christ. And so baptism is very important, but only as a testimony of what's happened in your heart. It's got nothing to do with your salvation, nothing. And so, nor does this circumcision, and that's part of the situation here, because the Jews, because they were of the circumcision, and the Gentiles were not of the circumcision, and so the Jews felt they were special. They are special because they received the Word of God. They will be held accountable, and it will be judgment will be worse for them because they had more light than the Gentiles ever had. Now today, the church age, we have so much light. There is no reason, there's no excuse for anyone not to be born again today. And so please, please don't miss that precious, precious opportunity of salvation. Let's go on to Romans chapter 10. Same book we're studying in, but the 10th chapter. Going to be a little bit before we ever get to this chapter, but Romans chapter 10, and now we're going to look at verse 12 and 13. Romans 10, 12 and 13. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the word of God, the living word. Please, don't reject it. Don't ignore it. Call upon the Lord Jesus. Please call. Let's go back now to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. And we continue now in the 12th and 13th verse. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Again, we just begin with that word. We have four in verse 11. That brings it to the last verse. Now in verse 12, we have four, once again, for as many as have sinned, there is no respect of persons, for as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. As many as have sinned, this includes all. Without the law means the written law. As verse 14 declares, and when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves. So you see, it is the law of nature. And so even though they did not have the written law, they do have a law that's written in their heart to tell them and to help them recognize that you need to bow down and serve Jehovah God, the true God. We need to stand and worship Him and praise Him and praise His precious name. They will not be judged by a law which they did not have. So understand that as we come back now to verse 12 and verse 13 here. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. Okay, so all will be judged. The Jews had sinned in the law. They had the law of God. So judged by the law, the light they had. It seemed that the Jews were just hearers of the law. That's not enough. Now we say the law, it's more than the Ten Commandments. Because you see, when they received the law at Mount Sinai, when Moses went up and met with God and God laid out the law, that law was also the Ten Commandments that was written on the stones, it brought death. Nobody could keep it. So they wanted the law. Well, they also received grace. They not only received the law, the Ten Commandments, but they also received grace. And the grace came through the tabernacle. Every time judgment is entered into the picture, also God brings grace. He gives an opportunity of salvation. Now, it is not that just everyone is saved, not at all. You are saved because you come by faith. That's the only way salvation can be yours, is to come by faith. Now, these Jews, they received the law, and it did two things. It showed them they were a sinner. They had that. It showed them they were a sinner. But also, they also received the light, because on the Day of Atonement, on the Day of Atonement, when they would take two goats, and if you've listened to this program long, you've heard me speak of this many times, but they would bring two goats, and one was a scapegoat. They would literally toss a coin. It was done in that manner for which one would live and which one would die. One was put to death. That one that was put to death, they caught the blood. They took the blood into the Holy of Holies. The high priest did only on the Day of Atonement, sprinkled it seven times across the mercy seat. Now, what was inside the Ark of the Covenant, which was covered by this mercy seat? The Ark of the Covenant was made of acacia wood, overlaid with gold. The mercy seat was pure gold. And upon this mercy seat was applied the blood. What a picture. Because, you see, inside was the law. The law condemned. And the only way that solid gold block that we call the mercy seat could become a mercy seat is when the blood was applied. And once a year, the high priest would do that. Also, we know that at the Passover, and of course when they left Egypt, that was the very first Passover, and they were told how to prepare the lamb. They were told how to eat it. And they were to be prepared to travel immediately. And in doing so, then, not only in the preparing of the meal, not only in how you prepared yourself to eat the meal, but more important than all that was the blood. You were to take the blood and put it across the on the lintel and on the doorposts. Not on the bottom, not where someone would step on it. It's precious blood of Jesus is what it represented. The blood goes on the doorposts and across the doorpost. And whenever that blood was seen that night by the death angel, that death angel passed over. I will pass over you when I see the blood. That beautiful hymn. I don't know if you still sing that hymn anymore, but you sure should, because it's a powerful hymn. Because when I see the blood, I will pass over. I will pass over you. If the blood wasn't seen, that death angel came in, and the firstborn in that family died. And that could have been multiple deaths in that same household. But the firstborn of each generation would die. So you see, the law was the Ten Commandments, condemned them. But this same law, same directions of the plans of the tabernacle and how to praise God and worship God, the Passover, the Day of Atonement, those things represented Jesus Christ. Jesus was coming to die on the cross for them. And so that's what it was showing. They had that. The Gentiles didn't. But the Gentiles still had enough light by nature itself and what was instilled in their heart that they knew there was a God, that they were sinners, and they needed to call upon the true God. Again, I'm going to read from verse 11 through verse 13, then we'll go on to verse 14. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. As many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and the thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. And once again, verse 14 now. The Jews, verse 13, had the law. They had the word of God. They knew what to do, and they ignored it. They rejected it. For not the hearers of the law are justified before God, but the doers of the law. And that isn't they needed to believe, they needed to accept that law. And they just heard it. And today we have the same thing. So many people hear maybe you're listening and you've listened many times, that I say you need to be born again. But you don't do anything about it. You say, I don't know if I believe that. Please do. You don't, you know, you're always invited to come here and study the Word of God with us and sing the hymns with us and just have a wonderful time. We have Sunday school and church and Sunday night and Wednesday night. We have a wonderful time. You've got a lady, there's a ladies' Bible study on Sunday after, on Tuesday afternoon. And so we have so many opportunities for you to come and study the Word of God. But you don't hear me speak of that. What I speak of is your relationship with Jesus. And so I want you to be more than just hearers. Please call upon the Lord Jesus. When we look here now at verse 14, for when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves. When the Gentiles, not having the law, that is, the law as an external revelation from God, something as the Jews received from God, but do by nature the things contained in the law. You see, even though they don't have it in writing, they've got it in their heart. We call it a conscience. And the further we get away from God, the more seared our conscience is. And that's the reason that evil is growing. That's so sad. But that's the reason for it. For they have a work in their heart given to every man to know right from wrong. God does that. These men, though not having the law, are a law unto themselves. You see the difference between the Jews and the Gentiles? No one is without excuse. Which show the work of the law written in their hearts, the Scripture says. There is a righteous work divinely written in man's hearts. And once again, I'll say that's the conscience. And all men, Jews and Gentiles alike, have that. Let's just continue now. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Oh, what a picture there. Who's going to judge? The Lord Jesus is going to judge. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Now, we have looked back into Revelation and just very recently, and we have read those verses of Scripture that speaks so clearly concerning the books and the book. Well, right here, according to my gospel, that's the book they're talking about. If your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then you're in trouble. You're going straight to hell. And the sad thing is that you're not even going to have the joy of living for Him now. And it is a great joy and a great opportunity to bring honor and glory to God. It continues here in verse 17. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest His will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. We find that the Jews, that restus is to rest in or to settle. So they have settled in the law. And makest thy boast of God. They say that they are everything. They're everything. We are God's chosen people. Yet, they do not abide by that same word. when they say we are God's chosen people, then shouldn't God's chosen people follow God's word? Verse 18, knowest his will and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. They have that. Verse 19, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness. Do you realize who you are? Now, this book of Romans was written back in 60. That would have been approximately 30 years after the Lord Jesus went to the cross and died on the cross and rose again. These Jews are desiring to ignore the Word of God. We're studying in the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews is written to believers. And what's happening is those believers are leaving the grace of God, the gospel of God, and they're adding to it. They're adding things like the law. They're adding things like circumcision. They're adding things that you're requiring to they're just going back to the old ways of the Jews. And Jesus fulfilled the law. See, the law, we couldn't keep it. It was broken. We couldn't keep it. He did. He fulfilled the law. And then, of course, the law says the wages of sin is death. And so then he died for us. Fulfilled the law, died for us, took our sin away. All we need to do is come by faith and be saved. The Jews were given such great light to guide the blind. Those that are blind, now I can see because of the Word of God. And they were in darkness. They were shown the light, or the Jews were to show the light. They had the light. But look at verse 20. An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and of truth in the law. Now look at that word there where it says, the form of knowledge. There's a big difference between wisdom and knowledge. Knowledge is to know a lot. Wisdom is to take what you know and properly apply it. The world has much knowledge. You see that in scientists and in so many different fields in the world of great knowledge. But if they lack wisdom, then that knowledge is going to do them very little good. And the only way you can have wisdom, you'll have knowledge, you can gain that. But if you are born again, then God adds in the opportunity to know how to use those things you've learned. That's called wisdom. And here it says, a form of knowledge, an instructor of the foolish, teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and the truth of the law. What's happening here, and it continues to prove the fact, for there, thou therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself. In other words, they're not doing what they're teaching. Instructor of the foolish, teacher of babes. Now, a lot of times we're teaching babies because they've just been saved. They just are born again. And so it is time that we teach them properly by the Word of God. But what's happening is so often we are teaching the Word of God, but we're not applying it to ourselves. And that's what this is talking about. This is what they were doing here. They were instructing in such a way, but they lacked the ability to apply it to themselves. You know, a preacher, you know, we say, you need to do this, you need to do that. The better words than that is, we need to do that. We need to take care of that. because it always applies to all. These Jews were not exempt. They thought they were of the family of Abraham. We'll continue this study next time. Go so quickly. But my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?